the virgin quality. So why tasting in the first place? Why do we need to assess olive oil by taste and not only by chemical means like every other food? So I'll just, then you will see everything. Yeah. So first, it's international standards, as I said. There are standards for which what oil, olive oil is a good olive oil and what olive oil is, well, not that good. Second one is frauds. If I have a good enough food technician, I can fix oil to pass the chemical test by different materials, different components I'm adding into the oil. What I cannot do is play with the taste, because the only way to take out a bad taste from olive oil is refining it. Okay? So I can play with the chemical means and with the chemical components to be just right for the chemical analysis, to the oil to pass the chemical analysis, but with no way I can play with the taste. So taste in olive oil is essential for determining whether the oil is a good olive oil, is extra virgin, or is a fraud. And the last reason for tasting olive oil is service for the consumer. If consumers are seeking for a certain oil, it can be mild, it can be intense, it can be a medium fruitiness. And by tasting olive oil, you can say whether the oil is something you're looking for, or the oil is something, well, maybe you don't like the bitterness or the pungency of the oil. And by tasting it, we as experts can say, listen, this is a mild one or this is a very intense one, and you can choose which one you prefer. So the categories, according to organoleptic assessment, according to taste, extra virgin means no defects. Defects are, well, aromatic compounds inside the oil. They're naturally, okay? Nobody added them inside. Nobody has a reason to add them. But they occur inside the oil with time, or with, if the process was not right. So extra virgin olive oil has to be with no defects at all. Okay, it means that it's not only acidity level below 0.8, and it's not just being right with the level of peroxide. It has to be with no defects in taste. The second is virgin olive oil, which is light defect. The reason that we are selling olive oil with light defect is just some people just not might feel this defect, or it not be so significant, and it's still good for consuming. Okay, it's a low quality, but it's still good for consuming. The second one is ordinary defect. It's ordinary olive oil, which has a significant defect. In the European Union, it's not allowed to sell it for consumption. In the rest of the world, it is. The importance is that ordinary olive oil cannot be sold by its own. It has to be mixed with refined olive oil. Okay? So we cannot sell for consumption ordinary olive oil as it is. I have to mix it. And the third one is, the fourth one is lampant olive oil. Lampant is for lightning, candles and stuff. This is the name from. Lampant olive oil is a strong defect, and it's not for consuming. It's not allowed anywhere in the world for consuming. It's a very low quality olive oil. So what are the positive and negative attributes of olive oil? So in the positive one, we have fruitiness. It can be mature fruitiness, ripe fruitiness, or it can be green and fresh fruitiness. We have bitterness. Okay, so oils without bitterness are considered to be not very good olive oils. Olive oil has to have some bitterness, a slight, something that maybe we will not even detect, but it has to have some bitterness and pungency. Pungency, the spicy feeling in the throat, very important also in the post. Those are the three positive measures of olive oil. And these positive measures give us extra virgin olive oil. The negative one are defects. This is what I was talking about. And if an olive oil has a defect, it's not an extra virgin olive oil. And actually in the market you can find a lot of olive oils with defects, and unfortunately most of them are still labeled as extra virgins, though they are not really extra virgin. And yeah, so how do we taste?
A deep defect.
Okay, so now just try to...
Yeah,
great. So first... First, we are using a dark glass. The reason we are using a dark glass is that... can you please bring me an olive oil in a transparent glass? Just any. Yeah. The reason we are using it is that all of us have some kind of bias, some kind of preconsumption. Yeah, for example. Great. All of us have some kind of preconsumption about whether an oil is a good one or a bad one. It depends on the color. It depends on the transparency, okay? So we might think that if an oil is very green, it's very robust and very intense, or on the contrary, it's not a good olive oil. We might think that a transparent olive oil is a real olive oil, and if it's filtered, it's a non-filter, it's not good, okay? But it's all preconceptions we have, and they have nothing to do with olive oil quality. So this oil, for example, we might think... that it, because in transparent is an old oil, and because it's not very green, maybe it's a very light. But on the contrary, this oil, for example, is intense, and it's a new oil. It's just filtered. Okay, so it has no sediments. So this is why we're using this dark glass for olive oil tasting. So we will have no preconceptions about our tasting, and it will be a blind tasting for real. The second is we need to smell it. This glass is oval, so the scents, all the volatile compounds are centered inside. It's like a brandy cup, only smaller. So when we smell it, all the volatile compounds are concentrated in our nose, and we can smell it better. And the third is taste. Okay, and when we taste oil, I will do it right just to demonstrate, then we can do it together. First, we put it in the mouth and just round it inside with the tongue. And then we do something sometimes it feels funny. We take air from the side of the mouth, like this. Okay? This air is... practically oxidize some of the volatile compounds, take it to the back of the mouth here. And here there are very sensitive sensors that help us to first detect defects, and second, to feel the oil in a way we cannot feel if we just put it in the tongue and that's it. And the third is evaluating. We are evaluating the oil in tasting panels, and actually we do not care about whether the oil will be a premium one or is just a regular standard extra virgin olive oil. We don't care if it's going to win a prize. We're not ranking it in a tasting panel. All we care is that does the oil have a defect or not. If it has a defect, it's not extra virgin. If it doesn't, it's extra virgin, and it can be unbalanced extra virgin. It can be a very bitter extra virgin. It can be mild extra virgin. But if it has no defect, it's extra virgin. And this is this is what we're doing. I will give you, first one is the D, yeah? So, please.
No, it's L.
This is L.
Is like here, only here.
Ah, okay. So, please. If you want some, yeah? Yeah? Can you give me one? So, can you feel some more? Anastasia, can you feel some more? Yeah? Here, just a second. I'll give you mine, okay? Oh, mine is not the right one, so. She will feel one and bring it to you, okay? So, smell it. Can you, well, another... Great. So, here you go. It's in a transparent glass, but anyway. Yeah. Yeah. We didn't make enough, okay? So, smell it. Just smell it. And what it smells like. For me, it's not a very good smell. It smells a bit like stables. Okay? Like a farm with horses. What?
Wet
wood. Yeah. It smells like a little bit fermented, right? Okay, so this is an example of here. So, thanks. You got it already? You want it? No. So everybody has? If you want more, yeah. Come, please. Yeah. Just wait for everybody to have it. Yeah, I'll put for mine too. So, it feels like stables a little bit, okay? More than a bit. It feels completely ferment. This is an example of low quality olive oil. It's a defect, and this is a defected olive oil. Unfortunately, we can find many of these kinds in the market because they are well spread. It's very hard to make high quality olive oil. And if you taste it, you'll feel the same. Like, here, in the side of the mouth and on the tongue, it feels very dry. Can you detect the dryness? And it's pungent, yeah. But pungent is a good attribute, actually. It burns, yeah, it's spicy. But it's a good attribute, yeah. But the thing is that here, in the south of the mouth and on the tongue, you feel dry sensation. And this dry sensation is actually rancidity. This oil is very, very rancid. Okay, it's very old. And it's, of course, defected. So this is an example of a defect inside olive oil. And, well, it's a pity. So, now we have another kind of, here, right. DM, right, DM, yeah. You might, here you go. Please. Yeah, of course. Everybody will get. Here you go, please. Yeah, here you go. Yeah. And I'll just fill more. Yeah, I know. This is L?
This is
L. Oh.
Yes.
So, okay. Feel for the, yeah. So, the cups are here. Just a sec. It was my bad. I was filling the wrong oil. So, this is another kind of olive oil. Smell it. And it feels much fresher. Yeah. It feels clean. Actually, it feels green, like grass. Yeah, chopped grass. A tomato leaf. Yeah. And, well, let's drink it. It's pungent. It has some bitterness. If you remember, yeah. So, bitterness, pungency, and fruitiness, good attributes. Positive attributes for olive oil. We have everything here now. Okay? We have bitterness inside the mouth, in the center of the mouth. And we have pungency at the end, in the aftertaste. And we have a lot of volatile, fresh compounds. So this is, for sure, an extra virgin olive oil. This is an intense one, pretty intense one. Actually, it comes from South America, from a local variety named Arauco. It's a very good variety, not well spread outside South America, but a good example of good, intense olive oil. And we just have time for the second one, yeah? So here you go. You don't want... Please. Here you go. Yeah. Please. Yeah. And great. Yeah. The other one. Anyone else? You have it? Everybody has it? Great. Please. Great. So smell it. Again, it has a green sensation, but light one, more like a green potato. A little bit of herbs. But again, it's really fresh. And it's clean. And when you taste it, it's completely different from the second one. There's only a hint of bitterness, very, very low bitterness. And the pungency is also mild and smooth. And the oil in general is smooth. It's not like so robust as the second one was. So again, we have bitterness, we have fruitiness, and we have pungency. And of course, there's an extra virgin olive oil, but it's very mild. So olive oil can be mild. It can be medium, it can be very intense, it can be mature, it can be ripe, it can be half ripe, it can be everything within the range and the rainbow of fruitiness and bitterness and pungency. But whether it's mild or it's intense, if it has a defect, it's not extra virgin. And if you buy olive oil and it feels mild, it doesn't mean it's not good. And if it's very bitter, it doesn't mean it's not good. On the contrary, if an olive oil is very bitter, it means it's a good olive oil. If an olive oil feels like very green and fresh, it means it's a good olive oil. And if an olive oil is, well, the best example, non-filtered, it doesn't mean it's not good or it's very green. It doesn't mean it's not good or it's excellent. It can be defected and it can be amazing. Okay? So, with that said, after we... thank you for your listening.